This is Eric Nyquist, news director at Four Corners Broadcasting, and we're doing Chamber Chat a little bit differently. For this week's Chamber Chat, it will actually be me interviewing Jack Llewellyn. Jack, how's it going?
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate you switching roles with me here, and we're hanging in there. We're staying very busy with reaching out to our membership and answering a lot of questions for chamber members and the community at large, but as of tomorrow, I pretty much have been home for 2 weeks. We really sequestered ourselves and said, all right, I got to stay healthy.
Right, exactly.
We're in lockdown.
Exactly. That's what we all need to be doing here. And obviously, that's having a huge impact on our local businesses. And we've got some information for local businesses. So first off, Jack, you're involved in this, being the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. What is a good resource for understanding this stimulus bill?
Yeah, so a couple places. On our website at durangobusiness.org, every day we're getting updates. And so right at the top we have the Coronavirus Emergency Loan Small Business Guide and Checklist. And then as you scroll down on our website, you're going to see Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance, which is the website for that is SWCODA. I kind of tell people that that's where you go to give help or get help. It's also where the Community Emergency Relief Fund is at. So that's SWCODA.org. And you scroll down and there's Paycheck Protection Program, Small Business and Investor Alliance Summary of Final CARES Act 1. I mean, there's just so much information. So the chamber, we are tracking, and every time we get something updated, we share it with the Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance Group. We also are meeting every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as a group, about 20 of us on the phone call, and we go over all the different information that we're all receiving. So a couple spots that people can go to find information. And now the Payroll Protection Program application is being released last night. You can talk to any of your banks, and all the banks have the loan packages, and that's one nice thing. The SBA has released the funds to the local banks, so the local banks then can process the applications where you already have a relationship with.
Oh, very good. And so are those applications going through the bank or through the SBA?
They're going through the bank. So that's the nice part. So if you have a relationship with, you know, Bank of Colorado, TBK, First Southwest Bank, and I do know First Southwest Bank, if you're, I don't think you have to be a client there, so to speak, or bank with them, but they actually launched an app that you can utilize. So there's a lot of different resources, but the banks control the funds and approve the loans. So the thought behind that is that the money then can get into the hands of the businesses quicker. And, Eric, the other part of this is if you use the funds, you're using the funds to pay your employees, even if the employees have been laid off, if you use it for rent, mortgage, so to speak, for your business, utilities, then the loan possibly can be forgiven.
Oh, wow. So there's some forgiveness possibly attached to this.
Absolutely, which, is just, to me, it's unprecedented. I mean, the stimulus bill is truly there to get money in the hands of the employees, the businesses, to help them weather the storm through COVID-19 and hopefully, get people to stay at home because they can get paid. Stay at home. I keep saying this, stay at home. Wear a mask if you're going to go out, which is the new the order. So, yeah, it's really, truly there to help. And you use it for the right reasons, possibly can be forgiven. You got to meet the right criteria.
Right. And so what are you hearing from local businesses right now?
What we're hearing, a lot of the what we're hearing is from the restaurants, unfortunately, with a lot of them having to shut down. Some of them are still trying to, have a cook and one other person on staff, but so many of them have closed. However, we do, on our website, we have Takeout Takeover. So again, DurangoBusiness.org, Takeout Takeover. You scroll down, there's a list of all the restaurants. I know the Business Improvement District, which is downtowndurango.org, they have a list of all the restaurants that at least are still open or providing takeout or delivery. So I hear a lot from that organ, that group, because Dave Woodruff has been an incredible resource and help. He's doing a lot of research as a restaurant, local restaurant association representative. But other businesses are up and running. You know, you talk to a lot of professional services. People are still, you know, doing, you know, tax preparation. They're still working on, like we are, working remotely. We are going to launch our second survey next week, and that survey is probably going to go out Wednesday or Thursday. It's a follow-up to one we did roughly 2 weeks ago. And what's nice about this, it's going to be a lot of the same questions. So we're going to be able to take the data and cross-compare where people were then to where they are now. So we're hoping to kind of use that, at, you know, having the first first survey, I guess it could be a test, the first survey as a benchmark. So we'll have more factual data, so to speak, that we can analyze and look at and compare, you know, the numbers. But, yeah, people are, a lot of questions are, you know, how do we apply for the stimulus money? You know, do we have a projection? And one of the tough parts about this, Eric, is just that we don't know when this is going to expire. You know, I wish COVID-19 had an expiration date so we could say, you know, May 23rd is when the virus expires and we can all go back to work, you know. That's the part that I get so, frustrated with, is because you just can't plan for the future if you don't know what that is.
Right, yeah, certainly a lot of unknowns at this time. How can businesses complete that survey that's going to be sent out?
So the survey will go out probably, I'm going to say Thursday. It might be Wednesday, but Thursday. And we'll send it to all of our chamber members via our email list. If you would like to receive the survey, and it takes about, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, not too long, you can always email me, jack@durangobusiness.org. We will also put a link on our website so people can take the survey. Even if they're not a chamber member, we want your data. If you're a member of BID, a member of the Economic Alliance, we also will share it with them so they can send it out. So there's areas on the survey to make comments. So yeah, if you're out in the business community, there's a lot of variety. There's different avenues that you can access it.
Very good, very good. And earlier you mentioned the Southwest COTA Task Force. Can you talk about what that is, what its mission is, and sure, how people can benefit from it?
Yeah. So Southwest COTA, which stands for Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance, this was formed last year during the 416 fire. It represents the five counties in Region 9, Archuleta, Dolores, La Plata, Montezuma, and San Juan or Silverton. And you go to swcoda.org, you can click on whichever, you know, community or county you live in. And as you scroll down, there's public health information, county resources, and business services. One of the best parts about it, right at the very top on the right, is a donate button. And the donate button, you click on it, and it takes you to the Community Emergency Relief Fund, or SERF. And you can donate to support your community. They've raised over $100,000 already, and this was just, I think, activated last week when they started taking donations. Brigham Rinkle with the Community Foundation oversees the SERF Fund. She was able to secure a $50,000 matching grant last week, which is incredible. These monies will be used, just like in the 416 fire, for those that might have been laid off, or, you know, need emergency money for food or to help cover utilities, things of that nature. And there will be an application process once we get the fund balance built up, and they'll screen everybody, you know, check the references, so to speak. But yeah, Southwest COTA is a great resource. let me look there. I'm actually on the website, so excuse me. And then under the business services, same kind of thing, like the Chamber of Commerce, they're updating it with information on a daily basis. So helpful tips about unemployment insurance benefits, responding to separations, Colorado Department of Labor work share program. So there's just, again, a variety of information. And I know that a lot of people, we're trying to make this where individuals can go to one site to look at everything, and that's what it's designed for.
Very good.
Oh, and I should point out, it's a group of individuals. The Alliance is represented, Business Improvement District, the Chamber, Visit Durango or Dado, Local First, City, County, Bayfield, Ignacio. So like I said, there's probably, 20, 22 people on the call. We've got MJ Carroll, who's kind of managing the website. I've been doing two video updates a week that's on our Facebook page for Southwest CODA. So a lot of different areas that you can gain information and go to. And it's just a volunteer group of, I would say, community and business leaders that are there to help the community.
Very good, very good. And then, Jack, only a few more questions here for you. Obviously, this is a super stressful time for workers and for business owners. Are there any sources out there for people who might be feeling, like, overwhelmed?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing I like to tell people is unplug. You know, if we can get everyone just to stay home, of course, when you stay home, you're going to watch news, you're going to look at Facebook, you're going to be on social media, you're going to be bombarded with all the, X number of people have died from COVID-19, X number of people are hospitalized. Take that and also think of, well, I would like to see reports on how many have survived COVID-19. So think about that. There are others. I have a friend in Denver. She had it. She couldn't get tested because she wasn't in the risk category, but her doctor said, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, coughs like a duck, it's going to be a duck, and you have it. Stay home. And she got through it and took about 2 weeks to really start feeling better. But take time for yourself. You know, put a mask on, go for a walk, stand up and, stretch. I know people have taken up online guitar lessons, doing different things because they have all this downtime while at home. Look and see if there's something you have a passion for. You know, read a book. Do things that you can, disconnect. If you are feeling, very, very depressed, and I've been there. I mean, third, fourth day being home, I got really depressed, and I went to some resources. Access Health is one. There's a fun kind of website called mantherapy.org. And it's a psychologist, kind of a funny approach to mental health, but there's definitely resources out there, Eric. And just, I think, letting people know you're not alone also can sometimes be a little comfort. Pick up the phone, call a friend. That's the other thing that we've talked about. Reach out to people that you haven't talked to in a long time and just say, I'm feeling kind of depressed. How are you doing? And they're probably going to say the same thing. Talk it through, But the first thing, if you're feeling where you're really, really down, Access Health here locally. We've got some counselors that are chamber members. Reach out, But a lot of it, too, is turn off, unplug, give yourself a break.
Very good. Yeah, definitely some very good info there. How is the chamber adjusted to all of this? How's the chamber, how has it affected your operations, your budget, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, for operations, we went remote on the 18th. We just made the call early and said, we already can work remotely. All of our employees said, okay, well, let's start working remotely. So we've been able to work remote. Peggy, our office assistant, had to go in to the office a few times just because she wasn't set up yet. But we've all, been hooked up. I highly recommend everybody, if you're going to work remotely, make sure you have a virtual protection network, a VPN. We had to have those plugged into our computer. So if I log into my I call it the Y drive, where all my other information is. I go through the VPN, so everything's protected. But we've been able to adjust pretty well. We are going to have a coffee at home on Tuesday, a Zoom meeting. You have to register for that. So we're going to be just like Coffee at Carver's. We're doing that. We're going to have a couple upcoming presentations with Laura Ritz. She's going to present on how to update your resume, and then also how to update your LinkedIn profile. And we're going to start rolling out other online virtual training sessions, just like we've been doing. We've got Lunch and Learns coming up. So we're adjusting. I know at 8 o'clock this morning, I believe our, what group is it? Our leads group. They're doing a Google group meeting. So people, you know, we're starting to do things now that we've quit drinking from the fire hose so much, and kind of getting our feet grounded again. And we'll start offering the regular things that we've always offered through the chamber, just do it virtually.
Very good. Very good. Jack, that's pretty much all the specific questions that I had. Wanted to thank you for taking the time for talking with us this morning. Anything else that you had that you wanted to add?
Yeah, you know, I want to thank you, Eric. I want to thank you guys at Four Corners Broadcasting, because you guys are heading into the studios one at a time, from what I understand.
That's right.
You guys are covering the information. You're keeping the community updated. So thank you guys for what you're doing. Also, I want to remind people, wear a mask if you go out in public, but better yet, if you don't have to go out in public, don't. The best way to fight this war is to stay home. And by staying home, we can flatten the curve, as they say, and prevent it from spreading. So even if, you know, you say, well, my kid knows that kid, the neighbor, but you don't know if the neighbor happened to go see somebody that was exposed to somebody. I know San Juan Basin Health is doing incredible work. Thank you to Leanne Jolin and her group and her organization. If they've heard of someone or they've confirmed a COVID-19 case, they're doing contact tracing, where they're going back to finding out where that person was, what meeting have they been exposed to, have other people been exposed. So I've heard of that going on. So they're doing incredible work behind the scenes. So the best thing you can do is just stay home. It's only for a few weeks, and we will come out better on the back end of this and not overwhelm the healthcare system like what's going on in the hot spots of New York and Detroit, you know, LA, all where there's the high concentration of population. So that's my advice.
Right. Very good. Very good. Well, Jack, again, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
You as well. For FCB Chamber Chat, I'm Eric Nyquist.